You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Well, hello, and welcome to Lights Up. This is my first show on Law of Attraction Network. I'm Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from beautiful, sweet home Chicago. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, as this is my first show. I'm an author, a spiritual life coach, an intuitive, light worker, medium, and a passionate lover of light, I guess you would say. And now I'm the host of my own podcast, Lights Up. And I ask myself, yikes, how did this happen? I'll tell you how this happened. Law of Attraction happened. That's how this happened, for real. So if you know me, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and supporting me as we launch this show. If you don't know me, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting me as we launch this show. Your support means so much to me, and I'm so excited to begin this journey. I'll admit I'm a little nervous, as I believe we all are when we receive something that we desired for so long, and the universe says, "That's here you go. That's all right. Now go do you." It's normal to be like, wait, what? Wait. What? Now? Me? We're a little skeptical, and sometimes we can't believe that it's really happening. It's a little daunting, but you must take a deep breath and step into the creation, because it's actually what we co-created with the universe. You get that? Co-creation. Still, almost thinking, how did I get here? Do I deserve this? Can I actually do this? We know the answers to all of that when the universe says, hey, Karen, you asked for it, remember? And then I say, oh, yeah, you're right. I did. Okay. That is called manifestation, my friend. That's the law of attraction at work. Boy, you got to love it. So if you know me, you're laughing and you're like, yeah, that's Karen. Again, if you don't know me, if you haven't read any of my books, you're going to learn a lot about me through these shows. I'm here now at this time because I've healed from my past. I've healed from my personal pain. This is about healing and moving forward to living a life of love and joy. I know it sounds crazy, but you wouldn't believe how long it took me to decide that I had the right to be happy. You know, happy, you know, happiness. So this show is dedicated to my sharing what I've learned, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to grow even more. As I'm helping you grow, I'm going to grow, because I'm no BS. I'm going to be real, real with you. I'm going to be vulnerable, and that's okay, because vulnerability is where the growth is. That's where it all is. And I'm here to remind you that you are never alone, no matter what you're going through. I'm honest. I'm going to tell it like it is, and I'm going to share a lot of myself and my journey, which I know many of you can relate to. I feel like this is a time in all our lives when maybe we're a bit lost, a little turned around. Well, this podcast and this network and so many out there, we're all here to help. Because guess what? We're all turned around too. We're all learning too. And we're all connecting with our higher powers and our spirit guides too. We're all in this together, and we're all feeling all kinds of things. So this is Law of Attraction Network. There's nothing off limits here. Nothing. I can finally share what I've been shown, what I've been told, what I've experienced, and to encourage all those that tune in to remind you, you are never alone. I promise you, you are divinely guided and loved. I promise you. So I've been connecting with angels since I was very young. My mom passed away when I was about 5 years old. About the age of 7, I was being abused by my father. Yeah. That kind of abuse. But we're not going to get into that right now, as we're going to talk about that on a different show. And that title of that show is going to be, what do you think? I think you know. You guessed it. Forgiveness. All right. So as a 7-year-old believing in God, I'm not sure who God was or what God was, but I knew how to pray because I learned about prayer in school. You know, I went to Catholic school for the kindergarten, first and second grade. I don't know. I just knew how to ask for help. I always knew I could sense spirit around me. I knew that I sensed my mother around me for sure. But more than that, I would see angels at the foot of my bed. I've always felt a connection with angels. As like angels, especially growing when I was growing up in the, you know, mid-60s, early 70s, we always loved angels. I always believed in them. Because, you know, when you're young, you believe. It's only when we grow older that we begin to doubt what we hear and what we feel, if that makes sense. I began a relationship with angels and spirit guides. Although I will tell you, I didn't know who was around me at the time. I just knew that they were there to assist me. But when I started learning more, I began to connect with spirit guides and learning a bit more about spirit guides and who was there for me. One thing I was sure of is that all I had to do was believe, and they never let me down. They were always there to help me. They were there to assist. But I soon had to realize that if I wanted help, if I needed help, I had to ask for it. You got to ask, right? Ask, believe, receive. All right, so back up. What's the purpose of this show? The purpose is truly just very simple. I'm going to share what I've learned, and I'm going to share relatable experiences with you. I'm going to share my passion, and believe me, you're going to hear it. You might hear it already. I'm going to help others to remind you that you are divinely guided and you're never alone. I'm going to help you light your light, hopefully. That is part of this, to be part of the co-creation, a rebuild of the new earth. I'm so excited that this all happened so fast after my third book was released. I'm really still trying to get my head around it. I was led to this at this moment right now as the universe is putting things in order and manifesting change quicker than ever. I don't know. Everybody feel that? We light workers have been feeling it for a long time. We knew something big was coming and we were all being prepared. So you hear the term light worker and you're probably wondering, oh, what is that word? What is a light worker? Is that like an electrician? Is that like local 134? That's Chicago. Anyway, I think the simplest way to explain what a light worker is light workers are beings that feel an enormous pull towards helping others. Also referred to as crystal babies, indigos, earth angels, and star seeds. These spiritual beings volunteer to act as a beacon for the earth and commit to serving humanity. You may consider yourself a light worker. I think light workers have been being pulled together to help in the rebuild of light and the creation of the new world that so many of us are experiencing right now. Light workers are being put into a strategic place to shine their lights around the world. It's kind of like, think of it as like an army of light workers, except we're not carrying weapons, but the weapons are lights, period. Boom, that's pretty much it. I believe truly that we're all light workers in one sense or another. I think we're naturally all drawn together as humans, but they're stopping many from connecting with others. My books, the show, my work is dedicated to helping everyone to light their lights, to assist in lighting someone else's light. You know what I mean? Helping everybody else. That's exactly what this planet is in such a desperate need of. This is about your soul's growth, all of us. This is not political at all. This is about humanity. This is about cleaning up the crap within you or our blocks, each one of us, and lighting up from within to share our lights with each other to co-create this new earth. Has anybody noticed what's going on in the world lately? Think there's something we're being told, something we're being led to? Everybody has something to give, everyone. I don't care who you are. Everybody has something to give to their fellow man. Don't even worry about money, helping others with money, because that's not even the issue. Energy is energy. A smile is energy. So even if it's just a smile, a kind word, waving someone into your lane when you're driving, that's energy. That's light. Everybody has a light to shine. You know how sometimes when you're driving and somebody has got their flasher on and they want to come in and you're like, you wave them in and they look at you with that thank you, that look, and you feel such a sense of joy that you let them simply in your lane. Yeah, go ahead, get in front of me. That's shining your light. And you feel better after that. And guess what? So does that other person. It's so simple to show each other kindness and light. It's kind of stupid how simple it is, but we forget sometimes. Everybody has a light to shine. So I want to talk about, I mean, I've been on this journey for a very long time, but things really came to a head when I had a vision on October 30th of 2016. Now go back. 2016, the fall, October 30th. So I knew something was coming. I was being interviewed for a radio show about my first book. And I think the podcast was called Power Perception. So I went in my room and I lit some candles and I lit some incense. And I was a little nervous, you know, but I knew that if I lit my lights, you know, my candles and everything, that my spirit guides were going to come to help me with this interview. So even though I wrote out notes, I had note cards laying across my bed. I didn't know what the interview was going to ask me, but I knew that I was going to be ready. But I don't worry about it because I know that I ask for help and I know that spirit guides come around, and I felt them all around me, and you know, everything was kind of crackling and I could see lights in my room and all kinds of spirits were joining in to help me with this interview. But before the host of the podcast called, he was supposed to call about noon, and maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes to 12, I stopped. And I remember exactly where I was in my room when I had this vision. And this vision was simply destruction. I saw ruins. Buildings were burned out. It was darkness. Buildings were burned out. Lights, the fires were out, but I saw smoke coming from the ruins. Darkness and ruins. But underneath the ruins, I saw brilliant, brilliant, bright lights. It was almost like a block of light, like about 5 inches thick and brilliant. And these lights of hope, I know that they were hope. They were telling me they were hope, was kind of peering out through the holes in the ruins. And I heard a voice that said to me, "Tell them everything's going to be okay. We will rebuild in light." So everything's open to interpretation. I put that in the back. I wrote it down. I journaled it because I journal everything, even if it doesn't make sense to me. I know that later on it's going to make sense somewhere. So I journaled it. And I was like, that something's coming. So we all, as I say, light workers all knew something was coming. We didn't know when or what, but many of us felt the surge of energy around us. We were being pulled and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and we were all asked to go further than ever before. It's like we were being prepared, but we didn't know what we were being prepared for. So I will tell you that in the fall of 2019, I swear I felt like the earth was going to catch on fire. I didn't know what was happening. But then, you know, things started, like I started feeling more surges of energy. I would wake up every night, you know, in the middle of the night, and I could feel surges of energy in my body. And I'm like, what are you giving me all this energy for? What in the heck is going on? But I knew something was coming. So I was sent to a retreat. I mean, that's a longer story. Probably that'll be another interview when I have that guest on my show. But I was sent to a retreat late February, early March. And I knew that I was supposed to be fed more energy and I was supposed to get what I needed at this retreat. I came home March 2nd, I think I flew home back to Chicago from Orlando, where this retreat was. And here we were. The COVID shutdown happened. I got sent home from work on March, I don't know, 16th, and everything happened. And I was simply instructed to go within. I was told to get off of social media, get off of all social media. My spirit guides were telling me, you don't need anything from social media. You're not going to need prayers or blessings or any kind of gagats. I'm Italian, so I say gagats. You're not going to need anything from anybody. You're going to connect with us. And we are going to give you everything you need during this isolation. I thought it was kind of amazing, as I think everything is pretty amazing. So I deleted all the apps off my phone immediately that night. It was March 16th of 2020. I just deleted Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. I took everything off my phone. I did not close my accounts, but I took everything off my phone. And I was like, man, they are serious about what's going on here. They want me to pay attention. They're going to be my teachers. I don't need any any crap from the outside. So I knew what they wanted. I knew that this was go time. I knew that they wanted me to work on the removing of the blocks that I still had internally, my own stuff. I had healed a lot over the years, many years of healing from my past. And we'll talk about that another time, as I said. But I knew that there were still some things that I had to work on for me to be at my very best, to be my true self, my authentic self, and shine my bright, the lightest, so that I could help, right? Like being prepared for battle. And they were like, well, you still have crap, lady. You need to figure out the rest of your crap. Well, I knew this. I was like, all right, I hear you. So I believe, I mean, it was early in March. Well, it was about March 22nd, I believe, I contracted COVID. And it was still early enough where it was really hard to get a test. But I believe I had COVID because I got sick quick. I had a fever, chills, body aches, visions. I had all kinds of stuff going on. But during that time, I was shown these amazing visions, and I was shown my blocks. So what they did is, when I say they, I mean my spirit guides. They showed me my brain, and they showed me my limiting thoughts about myself. And again, we're going to talk about this all in another show. But I knew that I had stuff I had to work on. We were all being used and as warriors, and I had to get rid of this stuff to be the best I can be. So believe it or don't believe it, it doesn't matter because I know what happened. But during COVID, when I had a fever for a couple of days, I had an out-of-body experience, and I was gifted a visit with my 17-year-old self. You could laugh, but I wasn't dreaming. I literally left my body one morning. I told you I was going to be honest. I left my body one morning, and again, I'll talk about this all on another show, but I want to express to you, I met my 17-year-old self when there was so much pain going on in my life. It was a lot of secrets, but there was a lot of pain going on in my life. And I met myself, and I said, Karen, it's me. And Karen from 1977, 76, looked at me, and I knew that I had brought a message to her from 2020. I know it sounds crazy, but this is Law of Attraction Network. What'd you tune in for, right? Did you not know what you were getting into? Anyway, I looked at her, and I knew that I had completed the healing, or was in the process of completing the healing that the universe wanted me to, because when I saw her eyes and she saw me, I saw hope in her eyes, and I didn't see the fear in her eyes, the pain in her eyes that I had felt as a 17-year-old. So that was, I believe, one of the greatest gifts of my lifetime, to go back and visit with that girl that held so much pain in, that held all those secrets in. So it was a healing that I will never, ever, it's the biggest gift of my lifetime. And we'll talk about it again sometime. So that being said, I think that happened on June 9th. And on June 19th, 2020, this year, I get these daily notes from the universe from the incredible Mike Dooley. But that morning of June 19th, I received you get them in an email 5 days a week. And this one said, sometimes, Karen, life is like reading a book. Days, weeks, even years just repeat themselves. Dot, 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 until you turn the page. That's all it took. I heard the message loud and clear. I got up and wrote the prologue for my latest book, Rebuilding in Light. 65 days later, August 22nd, June 19th to August 22nd, the book was done. It was published October 1st. Jules Johnson, the editor of Law of Attraction magazine, reached out to me, and we spoke on October 5th. Do you see how fast the Law of Attraction works once you step into it? Here we are with my own podcast, Lights Up, just like a month later. The changes start within. See, the internal changes, when you embrace those internal changes and you work on yourself, you actually change your experience. That, my friend, is called co-creation, right? That's co-creating at its finest. So you're the co-creator. You see the world. It is your own making. It's from your own perspective. I always knew one day I would have my own podcast. I just didn't know how or when. I had no idea. I just put it out there to the universe. And when the timing was right, literally, my phone rang. Literally. This was handed to me like the beautiful gift from the universe that it is. That is manifestation at its finest. Ask for what you want. Believe in it with all your heart and start making plans in your head. Visualize it. And it's going to be delivered to you at the right time. Seemingly like a miracle, but honestly, it's the law of attraction. It's co-creation. And by the way, it is a miracle. So I will tell you, as you get to know me, I'm not an expert on anything, but I am going to teach and communicate everything that I have seen. I'm going to share with you what I have experienced. I continue to learn myself, not just from what I was shown, but I always do a little research and then things start to make sense and I learn even more. So I love it. I love it so much. I'm so passionate about this. I will tell you that I do have the gift of mediumship. I'm not an expert on, you know, anything really, except I know what I know. So I'm not an expert on ghosts or energies, whatever you want to call them, or angels or the universe or God, but I do have so many amazing stories and experiences, all true experiences to share with you. I am telling you, I have amazing experiences to share with you, and I can't wait to share them with you. So we're going to talk about spirit guides, you know, during this podcast, not today, but going forward. We're going to talk about spirit guides and how to recognize them. And, you know, there's thousands of books you can read on any of this subject. Go on YouTube and type it in. You can learn anything you want. But I'm going to share with you my experiences, and maybe that's going to help you in your journey. I know what I know. I know what I've been shown, I've known what I've learned, and I know how I incorporated these teachings into my own lives. And that co-created my own experiences. I'm going to share stories of angels, encounters of miracles in my own life, in my own journeys. It's all true stories. I promise you they're true stories, or the law of attraction wouldn't brought me here. The universe would not have me here speaking to you right now. I promise you this is not like woo-woo stuff. But maybe it's just enough woo-woo stuff to get you to consider all the possibilities. I will tell you, I'm Chicago born and raised, but for a short time, I moved to Florida. It's a crazy story, but I'll talk about it one day. I moved to Florida, and for 2.5 years, I moved to Florida, Orlando. I worked at Disney World. And so I'm going to talk about my experiences at Disney World, and I'm going to tell you all about Disney and the energies and the lessons more than anything, the lessons that my spirit guides wanted me to learn. And boy, I will tell you, they are amazing stories. I cannot wait to share these crazy, amazing stories with you. I'm going to talk to you about making magic. Everywhere you go, magic. Magic is everywhere. You're going to want to stay tuned for that, I promise you. I would love to hear from you. I would love you to email me questions, and I'm going to do my best to answer questions every week to the best of my ability from my own experiences, which is what I go by. So that's the honesty part. You could Google anything and get answers for anything, so have at it. But if you email me, I'm going to answer you from what I know, from what I have been shown and what I have been told, what I see. It's really what I go by. When there's something I need to learn, I reach out to my guides. And then I'm going to let you know what happened. What I want you to do is I want you to do the same. And then I want you to report back. You see how it works? See how it is? You learn, I learn, we grow together, we grow, we learn together. We're all in this together at the end of the day, truly. So the exciting part of this is the experiences. These happen all the time. The learning and the discovery, it never ends. It's what I love most, continually co-creating our experiences with the universe. One thing you're going to learn about me is I never stop believing. Never. I'm a believer. I actually have the word belief over my fireplace. in this thing I got from Etsy, I actually have pillows that say believe. Because if anybody knows me and is listening to me right now, they know no matter what I believe. People sometimes roll their eyes at me, but that's okay because I don't really care because I never stop believing. That's the exciting part, is that you can co-create just by keeping your faith. Belief is just faith. I do get shook. I mean, everybody gets shook. I'm human. I get shook. But when I get shook, I take a step back and I go within. I ask for help, and boom, I'm back up in no time, wiser and more determined. I'm human. I stumble and I fall. But I know that when I get up, there's a force helping me up. And that force is helping me walk the path or even take a new road to the next path, even if I don't even know what's down that road. I don't even know sometimes what's down that road, but I have faith in them. Because faith is all we have. Belief in what we feel and what rings true for us. That's where everything is what rings true for you. So whether it's God, the universe, the source, law of attraction, whatever your belief is, really it's all the same message. You reach, I reach. You move, I move. Please send me questions, topics, and we can co-create the show together. My spirit guides have already given me tons of information, but I really want to do this with you, with the listener. I want you to help me to co-create. You tell your guides what you want. My guides will talk to them, and we'll figure it out together. I promise you that's how it works. Email me at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. That's pretty cool, right? KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. I'm going to do my best to answer any questions you have to the best of my ability. And if you have topics you want to talk about, we can co-create it together. I promise you, when you get to know me, we're going to laugh together. We may cry together. It's okay. You can laugh with me or you can laugh at me. That's fine. I don't care. But we're going to discover and we're going to co-create together. And guess what? We're all going to grow from this. That's the point of all of this. So if you choose to tune into this show, take this at your own pace, whatever this is, you decide. I'm not here to preach to you or I'm not here to tell anybody what to do. We're going to grow together and we're going to co-create together. Let's grow together, light each other's light, and light up this planet, because that is what we need right now. We are in co-creation now of the new earth. Please, I ask of you is, if you can, don't ever stop believing. Corny as that sounds, we're going to talk about more about belief later. Belief is faith. I know it's corny, but that's okay. In the meantime, as we kick off this show, what I ask of you in the meantime is, don't worry about what's going on around you. Just concentrate on what's going on within you. Because as a wise spirit guide told me on March 1st, 2020, if not now, when? Okay, so we're coming to a close of this week's show, but I do want to tell you, if you want to learn more about my details of my journey, and again, we're going to cover all this anyway, but my books are available on Amazon, and they're available on BalboaPress.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon, Kindle, they're available. My first book is called Are You Living Your Life or Surviving Your Past? A medium story of the ascension of her gifts from the healing of her past. And it's really just about, you know, the pain I went through and how I got through it. Visitations from my father and blah, 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 healing. The second book is called Living in the Light, True and Amazing Stories of Angel Encounters and Miracles. And I promise you, they are all true stories of things that happened to me, life experiences, relatable stories that I know you can relate to. Third book that just came out October 1st and actually is a reason that I'm talking to you right here is called Rebuilding in Light, Illuminating the Recesses of Your Internal Workspace. So, you know, your internal workspace, where you live, where you think, where you act, what your beliefs are. Light that up, baby. Everything is available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, BalboaPress.com. My author name is Karen Cesario Rizzo. All right, everyone, that's it. It is time. It is time to shine your light. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited to begin this journey with you. Until next time, keep your beautiful lights shining brightly. Lights up! We're all in this together. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk next time.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on her show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.